You are the designated CEO of PYA. You've been in that position now for about 6 days. Welcome.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here, and it's a pleasure to have joined the PYA. It's a very interesting organization, and in 6 days, I've already met, you know, through the Zoom interviews, all that, a number of people, and goodness me, I've had some very interesting conversations with the members of the yachting industry.
Well, you come from a very illustrious career. Let's introduce you to people. A lot of people don't know a lot about you. Yes, we've received the press release, but take us through.
Well, first of all, I'm not a mariner, and I get seasick. my whole career has been in running, managing, developing, and even launching international associations such as the PYA. I've worked in these industries for about, close to 30 years now, mainly in the wind in the energy industry. I worked for the World Coal Institute. I was the European Wind Energy Association Executive Director. I've worked for, you know, the biofuels industry, robotics, drones. And my last position was Executive Director of an organization quite similar in its membership to the PYA, which is the World Federation of Science Journalists. But just like... you know, I think you don't necessarily to be an airline pilot to be running an airline. You don't necessarily to need to be a mariner to be running the PYA. At the end of the day, you know, all our members or board members, counselors have hundreds and hundreds of years of expertise. And I think the PYA has come of age, has come at a stage of its development where at the helm, it might need different sets of skills. And I think that's the reason why the board kindly offered me this exciting position.
Well, I mean, coming up 2021, it's a special year for the PYA. And it's ironic that this is the year that you were brought in.
Yeah, well spotted. 2021 will be the 30th anniversary of the PYA. 2020 was a strange year for all of us. And incidentally, I mean, you know, for the, you know, shipbuilding and all that, things didn't quite slow down as in other industries. But even though 2020 was a bit of a strange year, 2021 hopefully will, you know, we'll get back to a normal life, and we will definitely want to make it an especially, a very special year for the PYA and for its members for this 30th anniversary. So, we are already, in addition to what we do, you know, sea service, certifications, representation, and, you know, quality management for crews and stuff like that, we will want to develop new services for the members, as well as new activities altogether, outreach, reaching out to other policymakers, to any regulators locally, nationally, internationally, that could have an impact, positive or negative, on the yachting industry. And another thing we will want to do definitely is, you know, the PYA is the voice of the yachting crew worldwide. Well, we want to give that voice back to them. In 2021, we will want to hear from the crews, the senior crews, the younger crews. We are developing a number of communication and information tools that hopefully will be very interesting, all based on a series of seminars that were, you know, Zoom seminars that were started at the beginning of the lockdown, which I must admit has been extremely well received. And I'm happy to say it because I had nothing to do with that.
No, it's, you know, we've seen the PYA become extremely active in the past year, and the webinars have been very informative and very, very good for crew, you know, especially when everybody was locked down around the world. What do you think is going to be different with you at the helm for the PYA than we've seen in the past?
Oh, well, that can be a tricky and explosive question. Well, I'm a Frenchman. Nobody's perfect, but I am all for evolution, not revolution. And I would not like to pretend that things are, you know, going to be ever so different with me at the helm. At the end of the day, a professional association is a representation of the collective voice, and it's, you know, based on the actions of a team. The PYA, what I've noticed actually is that all the people I've met at the PYA, be it the staff or board members, counselors, are extremely dedicated, and they feel for this organization, and they, you know, they own it. And I want to build on that. I come from industries where, how could I say that, diplomatically, there was less of an engagement from key people. In the yachting industry, everybody's got an idea about something. Everybody's got an opinion, and it's rich and it's fantastic for the organization such as the PYA. Our job will be to, in fact, you know, take all the collective thinking and try to implement activities on the basis of that. I portray myself, and this is how I explained it. I'm like the conductor of an orchestra. The conductor cannot do anything without the musicians, and the job of the conductor is to make sure that all the musicians have the best instruments they can have to play. So that's going to be the way I will be developing, you know, my kind of leadership at the PYA.
Well, it's interesting that you said the word diplomatic. Excuse me. In the past, and especially in yachting, everyone tends to be very diplomatic. But as we both know, change isn't made by diplomacy alone. Is this something that you plan on changing? Are you going to be the difference in PYA that makes it stand even stronger than it has in the past for crew?
Yes. The answer is yes, but we definitely need to aim for that. But I want to be an enabler. Right. I am not the one who's going to do it, but I want to be an enabler. One thing I'd like to say at this stage, though, is that I have seen it time and time again in international associations. We, you know, as sectors or industries, we are very good at talking to ourselves. And the yachting industry is an extremely important industry for the world's economies. And we are very good at talking to ourselves. Inside our industries, we know how much revenues, for instance, the yachting industry brings to the local communities, even national communities. Well, these facts need to be communicated outside of the yachting industry, because the yachting industry is also, you know, different stakeholders in the world have, you know, different views of the yachting industries. You know, it's certain, you know, rich boys clubs type of thing. But, you know, the jobs created in the industries are huge. The money brought by the industry in taxes is huge. And these positive facts must be made known to stakeholders and decision makers out there. So that's one of the things that I think the PYA ought to be doing a little bit more. And in fact, the fact that 2021 will be our 30th year will allow us to splash it all over and communicate widely, especially outside of our industry. But again, my job will be to put members of the PYA and yacht crews, you know, highlight what they are doing, give them the voice. At the end of the day, they don't, you know, I am a conduit. People don't want to hear from me. People will want to hear from the industry. And my job will be to raise the profiles of various stakeholders in this industry. And again, not only senior captains and senior experts from the industry. We've got a new generation coming up, you know, and very soon these younger people will be at the helm of the yachts and the various organizations. And I welcome the changes and the evolution that this will bring. But the PYA must be, you know, again, ahead of the pack in that respect. You know, I always portray these type of organizations as having one foot in the industry, 1 foot of in the outside world. And one of the jobs of this organization is also to be an early warning system for what may come and impact the industry. So you see, there are many different roles that the PYA could do that maybe we have not done in the past, but you know, I will submit a number of strategic suggestions to the board, and hopefully we will see where this takes us.
Well, thank you so much, Christoph. It looks like this next year is going to be very interesting for the PYA, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you very much.